This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, first name Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, the date of birth 04/26/1994, the date of evaluation March 24, 2025, the referring physician Bay Area Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Teodoro, T-E-O-D-O-R-O, Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N. The chief complaint, 30-year-old Hispanic female, referred for a preoperative evaluation as she is scheduled for right wrist surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 30-year-old female who reports a work-related accident on February 17, 2024. She was lifting a small gas tank when she injured the right wrist, period. She was initially evaluated at Concentra, period. The patient subsequently underwent a course of physical therapy, period. She was initially felt to have a right upper extremity neuropraxia, one, next number, possible radiculopathy, next number, possible thoracic outlet, next number, possible C6 compression, next number, right decurvans, tenosynovitis. Next number, chronic pain syndrome, period. The patient stated that she then underwent a course of physical therapy, but continued with pain, which is worsened by lifting greater than 10 pounds, period. Pain is typically sharp. It is rated 8/10 and relieved with rest, period. The patient has history of cardiac-related symptoms and had been evaluated by a cardiologist in Mexico, period. The patient apparently was diagnosed with a blocked heart valve, period. The patient apparently had been placed on medications, but she has not taken medications in 10 years, period. The past medical history, unclear cardiac problems, however, suspect that she may have had rheumatic fever, period. The past surgical history, C-section, medications, ibuprofen, PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, maternal grandmother and mother both had diabetes, otherwise unremarkable. Social history, patient denies cigarettes, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. As per HPI, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure, 111/74, pulse 64, respiratory rate of 18. Height 63 inches, weight 158 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm of 64 beats per minute period. There's mild left axis deviation, otherwise unremarkable. Cardiovascular examination reveals no murmur, no S3 or S4 period. The impression correction, musculoskeletal examination demonstrated tenderness of the wrist on lateral extension period. There is further tenderness on palpation period. Data review further suggests MRI of the cervical spine, no focal compression, disc herniation, spinal stenosis, or foramenal narrowing at any level. No evidence of neural compression, straightened cervical lordosis with a cervical dextral curvature. The overall impression, this is a 30-year-old female who sustained an injury to the right wrist, period. She had increasing pain along the radial aspect of the wrist, period. Pain had been described as throbbing, aching, and burning, period. Pain further was noted to radiate down the lateral wrist toward the thumb, period. Patient had underwent evaluation and was felt to require surgical intervention, period. She is now seen preoperatively, period. Patient reports history of, end quote, valvular dysfunction, period. However, she has no cardiovascular symptoms, and I do not detect a murmur, period. No further interventions indicated at this time, period. She is therefore cleared for her procedure, period. She should be considered for echocardiogram in the future, period. However, the patient currently is asymptomatic, and as I do not detect a murmur, and furthermore, she has no findings of congestive heart failure or dysrhythmia, I will defer on further interventions at this time. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.